Biomolecules, Module 1 of 3. In this chapter, we'll learn about certain important biomolecules in our body. Let's see what are the major complex biomolecules present in the cells. There are proteins, and the building block of protein is the amino acid. And it is the basic structure and function of the cell. We have the DNA, and you're very familiar with it. And the building block is the deoxyribonucleotide. And its major function is that it provides hereditary information. Another nucleic acid is the RNA. And its building block is the ribonucleotide. And its major function is protein synthesis. We have polysaccharides. The building block is a monosaccharide. And it is a storage form of energy, from which we can get immediate energy. Whereas lipids and fats, the building blocks are fatty acids and glycerol. This is also a storage form of energy, but it is stored in our body to meet long-term demands. Let's start with carbohydrates. Okay. Carbohydrates, as you know, are produced by plants by the process of photosynthesis. Now, we have a general formula for carbohydrates, that is CXH2OY, and they were earlierly known as hydrates of carbon. For example, glucose, C6H12O6, fits into this formula as C6H2O6 times. But now, carbohydrates are known as optically active polyhydroxyaldehydes ketones, or the compounds which produce such units on hydrolysis. Now, these compounds are optically active because they have asymmetric carbon atoms. Let's see how they are classified. One way of classifying is on the behavior towards hydrolysis. And the first one, this is monosaccharides. These are simple sugars and these cannot be hydrolyzed further. So they are the basic units. They have multiple OH groups and they can have carbon atoms from 3 to 6. If they have 3 carbon atoms, we call them trios. If we have 4 carbon atoms, tetros, and 5 carbon atoms, pentose, and 6 carbon atoms, hexose. Disaccharides are those which on hydrolysis yield 2 monosaccharides, because these monosaccharides are joined covalently by a glycosidic linkage. Oligosaccharides on hydrolysis would yield 2 to 10 monosaccharides, and these are also linked together. Polysaccharides are usually polymers. They consist chains of monosaccharides or disaccharide units all joined together. Now, another way of classifying carbohydrates is based on the functional group present in them, whether they contain aldehyde or ketone. If they contain aldehyde, they are called aldos. And aldotriose is a carbohydrate containing 3 carbon atoms, and one of the carbon atoms is the aldehyde group. Example, glyceraldehyde. You have aldotetrose with 4 carbon atoms, aldopentose, an example is ribose, which you will be seeing in the nucleic acids, and aldohexose, and the most common example is glucose. Ketose, if the carbohydrate contains a keto group. Ketotriose means 3 carbon atoms, ketotetrose 4, ketopentose 5 carbon atoms, and ketohexose 6 carbon atoms contain a keto group. They also contain polyhydroxy functional groups. And ketohexose, the example is fructose. Let's see the aldos. You can see here we have D-glucose. Okay. With the aldehyde group at the top, and we have OH groups. Okay, functional group, we have 5 OH groups. And in the ketos, example fructose, we have the keto at the C2, that is the second carbon atom. Now let's see how we can designate this as D and L configuration. Now D and L, capital D and L, are called absolute configurations. And they have been based on the two isomers, optical isomers of glyceraldehyde. Now, in glyceraldehyde, you can see the second carbon atom is asymmetric, and if the OH, the electronegative atom oxygen attached to hydrogen, is on the right side, then it is called D-glyceraldehyde. If the OH is on the left, it is called L-glyceraldehyde. We can show this also in Fischer projection formulas. Now we can assign this for carbohydrates having more number of carbon atoms. Let's take for glucose. So if glucose, which is similar to D-glyceraldehyde, that is the first asymmetric carbon atom from the bottom, has the OH on the right side, it is called D-glucose, whereas the first asymmetric carbon atom from the bottom has the OH on the left side, it is called L-glucose. Most naturally occurring sugars are D-isomers. Another way of classifying carbohydrates are as reducing and non-reducing sugars. Those carbohydrates which reduce Fehling solution and Tollens reagent are referred to as reducing sugars. In disaccharides, if the reducing groups of monosaccharides, that is the aldehyde, ketone, are bonded in the glycosidic linkage, then they cannot reduce Fehling solution Tollens reagent, hence they are called non-reducing sugars. Example is sucrose. On the other hand, if these functional groups are free, then they are called reducing sugars, for example, maltose and lactose. Okay, glucose is a reducing sugar. So let's learn about glucose. Okay, glucose is present in sweet fruits and honey. Ripe grape also contains a lot of glucose. Let's see how we can prepare glucose in the lab. Okay, glucose can be prepared in two ways. One is by hydrolysis of the disaccharide sucrose. In presence of an acid, we get D-glucose and D-fructose. Sucrose has an optical rotation of plus 66.5 degrees, hence it is dextrorotatory, whereas D-glucose is plus 52.5 degrees and D-fructose is minus 92.4 degrees. Since the mixture of D-glucose and D-fructose is negative, that is levorotatory, we can say that the mixture of D-glucose and D-fructose on hydrolysis of sucrose is called invert sugar, as the configuration has been inverted from dextrorotatory to levorotatory. We can also obtain glucose from starch. Okay, starch on hydrolysis, again in presence of an acid at 393 Kelvin, 2 to 3 bar pressure, we can get glucose, as starch and cellulose are polymers of glucose. Now let's deduce the structure of glucose. Let's see how scientists have deduced the structure of glucose. Definitely from the empirical formula and molecular formula, it was deduced to be C6H12O6. But how the carbon atoms are arranged in this molecule, that was determined with a set of experiments. The first experiment was treating glucose with HI and heating it for a prolonged time. It was found out that N-hexane was formed. Since N-hexane has all the carbon atoms in a straight chain, it proves that glucose 2 contains all the 6 carbon atoms linked in a straight chain. Now the next test was that glucose reacts with hydroxylamine to form an oxime, and also it can react with hydrogen cyanide to give a cyanohydrin. Both these reactions prove the presence of a carbonyl group in glucose. Now let's see whether the carbonyl group is an aldehyde or a ketone. So the next test, glucose was oxidized using a mild oxidizing agent like bromine water. This yielded to the formation of gluconic acid, which contains one carboxylic group. This shows that the carbonyl group present is an aldehyde group, as the number of carbon atoms has not changed. Another test was done to treat glucose with acetic anhydride. This reaction is an acetylation and it gave a pentacetate with acetic anhydride. This proves the presence of 5 OH groups attached to different carbon atoms. Now let's see, out of the 5 OH groups, how many are secondary and how many are primary? For this, glucose was oxidized with a little more powerful oxidizing agent, nitric acid, yielding to the formation of saccharic acid, which contains 2 COH group. As we have already seen, one of the COH group was formed due to oxidation of the aldehyde. Definitely the other COH group has been formed by the oxidation of an alcoholic group. This proves the presence of 1 primary alcoholic group in glucose. Hence, the structure was deduced with CHO at the top and all the C carbon atoms below it having OH groups, which contain 4 asymmetric carbon atoms. The linear form is shown in the figure, but it was found out that glucose exists in a cyclic form. The glucose forms an intramolecular hemiacetal as the C1 carbon atom, that is the aldehyde group, reacts with the C5OH group to form a 6-membered pyranose ring named after pyran, because pyran is a compound containing oxygen atom and 5 other carbon atoms. Since this ring resembles pyran, such type of ring is called a pyranose ring. Now, when the ring is formed, the cyclization could be done from either side, yielding to 2 different structures. One is the alpha D glucose, another the beta D glucose. And these are called anomers because they differ in the configuration of the C1 carbon atom. As you can see, the position of OH on the C1 carbon atom is different. Now, there are certain reactions which could not be explained by the open chain structure, proving that glucose exists in the cyclic form. One of the experiments is that despite having the aldehyde group, the glucose does not give Schiff's test. Okay, Schiff's test is a test to test aldehyde group, but it does not give it. Also, it does not form hydrogen sulfide addition product with NaHSO3, that is sodium bisulfite. Another test is that the pentacetate, which was formed earlier on acetylation of glucose, it does not give the reaction with hydroxylamine, indicating the absence of free OH CHO group. Now, glucose is also found to exist in 2 different crystalline forms, as we have seen, alpha and beta form. The alpha form of glucose has a melting point of 419 Kelvin, and it is obtained by the cyclization or the crystallization from the concentrated solution of glucose at 303 Kelvin, while the beta form that has a melting point of 423 Kelvin, and it is obtained by the crystallization from hot and saturated aqueous solution at 371 Kelvin. So these points or these experiments proved that glucose exists in the cyclic form. Let's come to fructose. Now, fructose is also a very important monosaccharide, and it is said to be a keto hexose, which means it contains a keto group and it has got 6 carbon atoms. Its formula is also C6H12O6, the only difference having a C double bond O at the second carbon atom. The linear structure and the cyclic structure shown here, unlike glucose, fructose forms a 5-member furanose ring, as it resembles furan. Furan contains 1 oxygen atom and 4 carbon atoms in a ring. So this is because of the cyclization of the keto group at C2 with the OH group at C5 forming a hemiacetal. As you can see here, we have the Fischer projection and the Howard projection of both alpha and beta D fructose. Hence it is called alpha D fructofuranose or beta D fructofuranose. The Howard structures show that the ring are in the plane and the groups are arranged above or below the plane. So here we can come to the end of carbohydrates for this session of 2021.